Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey there, and welcome to the Seniorology Podcast. I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm so happy you're here. If you're a high school senior photographer trying to grow your business, then this is the perfect place for you. As a senior photographer with a business that's been up and running for over 15 years, I can confidently say that by having the right tools, the right mindset, and the right education, you can become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Because guess what? If I can do it, so can you, and I'm here to help you every step of the way. I'm super excited that you've joined us for another episode, and today we're going to be discussing essential strategies for driving traffic to your photography website. Whether you're new to photography or striving to boost your online presence, these tips are your ticket to attracting more clients and boosting your business. I hope this episode empowers you with the knowledge and assurance to successfully drive traffic to your website with grace and confidence. Before we get started with tips on how to drive traffic, you might first want to know how much traffic your website is actually getting. Are you getting lots of traffic? Are the things you're doing getting a lot of people on your website? Are those visitors actually converting? How do you know? Knowing your website analytics is an important piece of information. Google Analytics and Google Search Console are both great options for finding out this information. Once you know this information, you'll be able to create a strategy for your website's perfect performance. You want to make sure that you have all the pieces of information so you know what you need to work on or what's currently working for your website. Now, let's get to the tips on driving traffic to your website. Tip number one, optimize your website for SEO. One of the best ways to get more eyes on your website is to make friends with search engines. And I promise it's not as daunting as it sounds. Start by figuring out what words and phrases people are typing into Google when they're looking for a photographer like you. What are seniors searching for? What are the parents of seniors searching for? Then sprinkle in those magic words into your website's content, page titles, image descriptions, the copy on each page, and more. Think of it as giving Google a little nudge to say, hey, check out my awesome website. Getting your website found in a search starts with naming each page with keywords. Each page on your website is ranked separately by Google, not your website as a whole, so make sure you have names for each page of your site as well as each blog post on your site that are searchable terms. Tip number two is consistently create content. Another key strategy for driving traffic to your website is consistently creating compelling and valuable content that not only your potential clients will want to see, but also Google will like so you can show up in those searches. A lot of times, and I'm guilty of this too, we create our websites and move on to something else in our businesses, hoping our website is doing the job for us to market our services. But in order to continually get ranked by Google, continually show up and get traffic to our site, you have to consistently create content. You got to dish out the good stuff to get people to visit your website. That means regular updates with blog posts, client testimonials, and updated images from recent senior sessions. If you don't continually update content, then there's no real incentive for anyone to visit or return to your site. But if you create compelling content that gives your audience information that they are looking for, yep, you guessed it, it keeps them coming back for more. And another great way to spice up that content is use videos. Not a lot of people are doing that, so you can stand out and get more people to come to your website if you have content that is different than the rest. By adding this little extra flavor with videos, it's bound to get people talking and sharing, which means more traffic to your site. Now, if you need more help with marketing to seniors and getting booked for senior sessions, making four figures per senior session, and becoming the go-to senior photographer in your area, the Seniorology Semester is a six-month coaching program specifically designed for you. This program includes marketing to seniors and their parents, building websites that convert visitors into clients, pricing your work for profit, creating an amazing experience that seniors want to be a part of, and so much more. The Seniorology Semester is currently open for enrollment. If you're ready to take the senior side of your business to the next level, book senior clients on repeat, and make four figures per session, the Seniorology Semester is for you. You can learn more about it by visiting www.seniorology.com/semester or clicking on the link in the show notes. Now, tip number three is, yep, you guessed it, leverage social media. I know, here we go again, talking about social media. But it's not just for posting your content. It's a powerhouse for driving traffic to your website. Pick the platforms where your audience hangs out, then start sharing your awesome content. Throw in consistent posts, engage with followers by replying to comments, and further the conversation by sliding into those DMs. It's all about building a community and making people feel like they're a part of something awesome. They will start to follow you on social, then they'll go to that link in bio to learn more, and if you have it set up right, you'll direct them right to your website. Pro tip, every time you update your website, change the design, add new testimonials, blog, or more, share it on social. Yep, I'm yelling at y'all because there's so much that I see that could be shared that's not shared. Share everything on social. If you don't tell people a reason to go check out your website, then guess what? They will not. Be your own traffic director, pointing people in the right direction, aka your website. Create screen records of you visiting a specific page on your website. Tell your followers what to go check out. Explain new features or new things that you've added to your website. Show followers via your story what you're working on when it comes to your website. Let them see what else you do for your business besides take photos, such as updating your website. If a senior has given you a testimonial, share that you're adding it to your website as a feature and tag that senior so she will share it and her followers will see it and go to your website. And don't forget to use call to actions that are very clearly telling people to visit your website. The sky is the limit when it comes to creating content for social that directs people to your website, aka more traffic on your site. Okay, tip number four, encourage pins or pin it yourself. Pinterest plays a big role in potentially driving traffic to your website. A lot of times, Pinterest is used as a search engine, dare I say, in the place of Google. I know I use Pinterest all the time to find things I'm searching for, which tells me lots of other people are doing it as well. And seniors and parents of seniors are using Pinterest to look for ideas for their senior sessions. If a helpful blog post that you wrote comes up in that search, guess who is getting more traffic to their website? Yep, that's right, you. Make sure you not only have a pin it button on your website and blog so others consuming your content can pin things, but also be sure to include a Pinterest graphic in all of your blog posts. Canva has a lot of great templates for these that allow you to create an eye-catching pin with your photos and keywords that someone might search for on Pinterest. By pinning these graphics yourself to your Pinterest, using keywords in the title of the pin and the description of the pin, you can potentially get eyes on your pin, which leads to clicks on that pin, which takes that traffic directly to your website and blog. Okay, tip number 5 is collaborate with other businesses. Collaboration can be a powerful way to drive traffic to your website. Partner with local businesses for joint projects, feature local businesses in blog posts, or do social media takeovers with other businesses. By tapping into each other's audiences, you can expand your reach and attract new visitors to your website. Plus, collaborating with others can lead to valuable connections and opportunities for growth. Here are a few ideas to get you started. Do you work with a specific hair and makeup artist for senior sessions? If so, do an interview-style blog post that allows your potential clients to get to know the person they will be working with on photo shoot day. Another option, create a YouTube video showing exactly what it's like to work with you and your hair and makeup artist. For both of these, be sure to share them on social, have the artist share it with their audience, and boom, you're driving new traffic to your website. Team up with a local boutique for a photo shoot. Share all about it in a blog post. Link your website in that blog post as well as the boutique's website, and of course, share it on social. Drive traffic to this blog post, aka your website, by sharing behind the scenes in your story, final images in a reel or carousel post, and ask the boutique to share as well. Brainstorm some ways and businesses that you can collaborate with and let me know what you come up with. I would love to hear from you and offer any advice or suggestions. And there you have it, guys, 5 ways to drive traffic to your website. By putting these strategies into action, you can see a big jump in website traffic and business growth. Remember to stay consistent and patient with your efforts, as building a successful online presence does take time and dedication. Your homework for today is to search for something that you think a senior or a parent of a senior in your area might search if they're looking for a senior photographer. See where you show up in the search results. Then I want you to visit your own website. Look at it from the perspective of a potential client and think about what content you have on your site that would make someone stick around to find out more and ultimately hit the inquire now or book now button. Is your website working for you? Are you getting the traffic that you want? If not, it's time to make some updates. Lastly, I want you to look at all the ways that you're currently driving traffic to your website. Is there room for improvement? Could you be doing more? If so, take some of the tips shared today and implement them. Set aside a day on your calendar to work on driving traffic to your website. And as always, if you need help with this, please email me at info@seniorology.com or send me a DM. I would love to help you make sure that you're getting as much traffic to your site as possible so you can get more eyes on your beautiful work and the service you provide. Get more inquiries and ultimately get booked. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a single episode, and please share it with your photographer friends too. If you're looking to connect and market to seniors in your area more effectively, or you want advice on breaking out as an educator in the photography world, I would love to hear from you and help you in any way I can. If you have any questions, you can DM me on Instagram or email me at info@seniorology.com. And if you like this episode, please let me know. I love hearing from my listeners and would love to hear from you too. You can leave a review or email me directly and let me know what other topics you want to hear right here on the Seniorology Podcast. I'll see you guys next week with an all-new episode. Thanks. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.